VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The health ministry in Gaza says Israel's army has detained the director of one of the last functioning hospitals in northern Gaza. Abdul Rahman Rayan was a patient there. They were shooting through the windows. There were artillery shells by the gates. The announcement comes after health officials said Israeli troops stormed the hospital on Friday and forced many staff and patients outside to strip in winter weather. According to the ministry, Faris Al-Afaneh was one of the patients evacuated. We were taken for interrogation at around 3 p.m. They stripped us naked and left us there until sunset and no one to aid us. We were left in the dust and then one would come and one would curse at us and spit at us. It was very ugly. Israel's army didn't respond to questions about the director, Dr. Abu Safia. It denied claims it had entered or set fire to the complex and said it was conducting operations against Hamas infrastructure and militants in the area and had ordered people out of the hospital. Tens of thousands of South Korean protesters rallied in Seoul on Saturday, intensifying calls for the immediate resignation of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol for declaring martial law on December 3rd. Jung Se-rong is one of those protesting. What I want is not only passing the impeachment motion, but also continuing the impeachment process until it is fully implemented. Therefore, I came here to continue to voice my stance. The Constitutional Court will hold a second hearing next week to review whether to reinstate Yoon or remove him permanently from office. It has 180 days to reach a decision. Prime Minister Han Duck-soo, the acting president, was himself impeached on Friday after he declined the opposition party's request to immediately appoint three justices to fill vacancies at the Constitutional Court. Finance Minister Choi Sang-mok has assumed the position of acting president while the cases of Yoon and Han are considered.